John Busby with a Culture Buzz, and joining me right now is a co-author of a great thriller, and this is one of those thrillers that, I mean, you're going to absolutely love reading. It's called Red Hotel. Ed Fuller is my guest. He and Gary Grossman are the co-authors of this book. Talk about creative mischief at its finest. These two have gotten together, and they have brought a wealth of experience, knowledge, backstories, and so much. And somehow you have distilled it into the one of the most wonderfully compact stories that just zips right along. I mean, you get onto page one and you are just right into it. This story is engrossing and just captivating, and you will love it. But I think what Ed Fuller brings to this is just fantastic stuff, because it's interesting. I'm going to let you tell the story how you two met, you and Gary, but your background is literally in the hotel industry. But you know of this industry at a level and a perspective that very few others in the industry know it, right?
Yes, and I appreciate the kind introduction there. I served 40 years with Marriott, but 22 of them I ran the international division for Marriott. And many of the stories you read in Red Hotel have a basis of some of the experiences that we dealt with on a global basis, but obviously are fictional in the book.
Well, that makes sense. RedHotel.com, by the way, is the website you can connect to get this book. Also, I encourage you to go to your local independent bookseller, and if they don't have a copy, it could very well, because they're sold out, they will get a copy for you post-haste. And it is a book you will want to have on your stack of reading for this upcoming summer. In fact, you probably, once you start reading it, it won't even make it to the summer before you've read the whole thing. Also on that website, redhotel.com, lots of great information about the two authors, lots of other information about this book. Tell us how this book came about, because Gary has an incredible reputation as a thriller writer, and you have not written too many thrillers, have you, Ed?
No, this is the first. I had written a business book called You Can't Lead with Your Feet on the Desk, and I had written that while still working for Marriott, but several of my friends kept saying to me, you really need to have some fun with the experiences you had, because the best way to tell the story is to incorporate it into a thriller. I tried to do a little writing, but that is not my skill. I could write the business book because it was primarily reporting on factual information and background, but I didn't have the glue to make the novel work. So a good friend introduced Gary and I, and we are all three Boston University graduates, and Gary and I had a chance to meet in Hollywood and had a good sit down, and then spent a year and a half, and we would work together. I would provide stories and we'd work on strategy together, and Gary would come up with the magic glue that made it all come together into a fast-paced novel.
And that is exactly what has happened. One of the things that I was most fascinated with, besides the fact this is a wonderful a thriller, great storylines, great characters, great action going on, but because of your infusion into this story, all of a sudden I found myself thinking about aspects kind of behind the scenes, behind the facade aspects of the international hotel business, and what you as a general manager, as someone who oversees numbers of hotels, have to really be aware of, right?
Yes, and in the story, we talk about creating a security system. I was president of the international group, and it wasn't long before we had a crisis, and it was evident that we needed to develop a crisis structure and a crisis organization and to come up with policies that supported that, because we were working in different countries that are unlike the United States and have many, many different challenges. So the Red Hotel really is an evolution of that crisis system and the organization and structure that we created.
Well, give us an expanded explanation about the title of the book, because if I first read Red Hotel, I could assume that that is the color of the building, or I could assume it's communist, but that's really, neither one of those is correct, is it?
You're correct. So when we were involved in our first crisis, we realized that after 9/11, the U.S. developed its own security levels, which really direct people as to what level of security they need to institute in the various organizations around the United States. We were operating in 73 different countries. They each had different programs or none at all. So we literally created a structure that monitors 24 hours a day activities around the world. And as situations might come about, we needed levels of security to dictate to the hotel general managers what level they needed to have in place. The ultimate level, the most dangerous level, the most difficult level was red.
Wow. to kind of get down to the very basics of the hotel industry, help me on this, because I want to say that one of the prime directives of a hotel is to ensure the comfort and positive experience and safety of their guests. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It's interesting that I had also been chief marketing officer for a while, and we did a lot of research on customer needs, and always at the top of the list was a safety or secure experience. We quit asking that question because it was clear that everyone expects to have safety and security when they stay in a hotel. And so that need is at the very, very top of the list. And it is incumbent upon the hotel operators to provide that before they get into even the mint on the pillow.
Exactly. I mean, that seems to get an awful lot of play, those little fine touches, but it's really down to those basics. And I have to believe that in your decades of service in the industry and experience, you've watched it. It's almost like the leap of going from the hand crank telephone to cell phones. Almost that's the way it is in the lodging business.
That's true. And we evolved through several changes, especially in communication. You and I are speaking on an analog phone, which most people go, why do you maintain an analog phone? We learned in many of our crises, be they hurricanes, tsunamis, or even insurrections, that the only phone that works in that kind of a situation is the analog phone. So in my house, I keep one analog phone.
And the practice what I preach is always a good thing to do. You will find an amazing journey in this read, because my guest today, Ed Fuller, infuses into Red Hotel, one of the greatest thrillers I've read in a long time, is that sense of authenticity and reality that backs up the fictional story. And that is what gives this those extra layers of enticement. You need to get a copy of Red Hotel, folks. That's all I'm going to say, because this is going to be a thriller you are going to enjoy reading. You know, far be it from me to say this, you know, when I interviewed Gary, he said, you know, I'm glad you said that, because what I told him, Ed, was there is such a cinematic feel to the storyline here. And I say that not just for a lot of reasons, but one, because some writers have the gift, and you two have crafted a beautiful storyline that just seems to pop off the page in cinematic scenes and relevance. So, folks, what I'm getting at is one of these days, I want you to say, well, I read the book before the movie came out.
And we hope they do. Just between us, Gary and I are wrapping up the second book already.
You mentioned that, and I can't wait to interview
you. We're working on that, and we had even more fun in that book because we had already built all the characters in the first book, so we put them to work almost instantaneously in the second book.
Oh, this
and so it's just filled with action also, and we're hoping to get it out maybe before the end of the year.
Oh.
So we're excited about that. So there is a series nature to the book, and we're already talking about the third one.
I love it. That means that I'm going to have an open mic for both you and Gary down the road when they sequence Red Hotel with another book, and it sounds like even a third one down the pike, folks. In the meantime, though, take the first step of this wonderful thriller journey and go to redhotel.com where you can get your copy ordered. Go to your local independent bookseller too and ask for a copy of Red Hotel by Ed Fuller and Gary Grossman. But by all means, get the book, read it, and enjoy it, because I know you will. Ed, I look forward to our next conversation, because you two are like kids in a candy store with this stuff, aren't you?
Absolutely. And to be able to have some of the characters in real life makes it that much more fun.
Oh, boy. Thank you so much for your time. And we're going to have you back on the Culture Buzz, because another book's right around the corner.
That's great. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you, Ed. Take care.
Bye-bye.